You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's funny, guys. We were talking about optics a couple of moments ago, right? Like Roger Goodell being out front and getting crushed. Optic-wise, he was really having a good offseason until this. Like, I know you're laughing, Matt, and I know Corey's just stone-faced here, but he was really having a good offseason with some of these changes, right? Like, players can celebrate again. They're getting rid of the point-after commercial, kickoff commercial. Yeah. Like, those are really good optics.
Yeah, and to just, like I said, I was of the belief from everything I was hearing. I know it's slanted from the information we get sometimes mm-hmm. from, like, the league mm-hmm. and all that. But I was like,
some would say fake news.
Yeah, some would say fake news. So, but what's coming out now, all that stuff that came out last night.
Yeah,
so when the lead investigator says that he should not be suspended and she's a female on top of that,
it's crazy.
It just really puts them in a really awkward position. I don't see how they don't come to an agreement with Zeke.
And they're blackballing Colin Kaepernick.
but let's be real. Colin Kaepernick is really not a starter
for,
in this league.
For more of that,
he's no longer a star.
For
in
more
this
of
league.
That, listen at Nude.
Oh yeah.
You know, actually, though, I read something though
Ding.
That there is still a small window of opportunity for Kaepernick. You know, the Seahawks might get rid of Trevor Boykin. Or and/or Austin Davis, and you know, there's still a possibility that Kaepernick could still. There's still some talk that he still could sign with Seattle and would be a good
fit. Tony Romo was saying yesterday that Tony Romo was saying that he thinks that at some point during the season, Colin Kaepernick could be on the team.
Yeah, I think so too. I always said Seattle makes the most sense, especially now that Russell Wilson's dressing like that. Now he can come.
Yeah,
right. He's not in danger.
I think Seattle would be the good fit. But I think Seattle might be too good of a fit.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Seattle.
I think
same thing with Baltimore,
Corey,
too. Baltimore might be too good
all
of a fit.
With all due respect, that makes absolutely no sense.
I'm telling you, Scott.
It makes no sense.
Kaepernick
would ever start over Russell Wilson.
It's not that he would start. It's that the players on that team would want him to start.
The players on that team are not dumb. They know
hate Russell Wilson.
No, they don't hate Russell Wilson, okay? Let me tell you something. You know what the final word on this is? Richard Sherman had a hangover from Super Bowl 49. Russell Wilson threw the game-sealing interception. I really feel like he felt like he played with like his arm hanging off his shoulder. Thomas and Chancellor played hurt, and they felt like when Wilson won the Super Bowl, he was the guy in the spotlight. He didn't get enough of the blame. The offense didn't get enough of the blame. After that Super Bowl, there was a split between the entire offense and the defense. So but Sherman's like, put it behind him this preseason.
Yeah, because you talk to him.
That's what the report is saying. He's put it behind him, you know, and there's no way that anybody would ever want to start Colin Kaepernick over Russell Wilson. That's ridiculous.
It's amazing how this always turns to the Seahawks every day.
He brought it up.
I didn't bring that up.
No, he did.
We're going to talk about these rookie wide receivers that I mentioned when we come back. It's Roto Experts in the Morning. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Fantasy Fact Spencer is running another NFL Survivor Contest. $1,000. Winner take all. Free to enter, simply sign up at www.fantasyfactor.com. Make your pick each week. The last man standing takes up a grand. Someone's going to win $1,000. It might as well be you. Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site that is exclusive for single entry contests. www.fantasyfactor.com. Sign up now, Survivor. It's free for you to join. You can win up to $1,000 if you win it all. Next week, by the way, we got to talk Survivor. Because, you know, I got the Survivor pool for a good amount of money. I'd like to win.
You in that big one?
I'm in the big one. I'm in a big one. Yeah.
What is this big one? I want to get
in. You want to get in? I'll get you in. It's $100 for the chance to win significantly more than $100.
What's the name? I don't want to.
I don't want to say that.
We'll talk about it in a break.
Yeah.
It might be the same one.
It definitely could be. So, but the other one I'm going to join is on fantasyfactor.com. Last night, I didn't watch any preseason football. I was telling Matt during the break, I had the Giants on. I was like, this is boring. And I moved on. I watched the Yankees. I watched college football. And I was doing some research for the show, and I saw my man John Ross got hurt again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man. Like, that sucks. It was, I wanted John Ross to be
What
good.
Was the character from Unbreakable that Samuel L. Jackson played?
That's kind of like John Ross. Poor dude, that guy. And John Ross hurts himself again. It looks pretty significant, unfortunately. We'll see. So that sucks. I kind of like Tyler Boyd. I don't think no one's talking about Tyler Boyd. I kind of like Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, I wouldn't be surprised if 1 week from now we're talking about
picking up Tyler Boyd.
I really think Tyler Boyd could be a thing this year.
I think so too. In like deep league, like the fishbowl or something, you gotta make sure Tyler Boyd's owned there.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's just a name that I'm like.
Tyler Boyd or Adarius Stewart?
I'd rather have Tyler Boyd. I'd rather have Tyler Boyd than Adarius Stewart. I just trust Andy Dalton more, to be honest with you.
Okay. Tyler Boyd or Kendall Wright?
Kendall Wright?
Yeah, Kendall Wright.
I like Kendall Wright. I own Kendall Wright in a lot of places. I like Kendall Wright.
Tyler Boyd or Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel got hurt last night. Yeah. Tyler Boyd.
Curtis Samuel's missed a lot of preseason.
Yeah. Anymore?
Trying to think of numbers. Some numbers like Cooper Cup. Wide receivers.
Tyler Boyd or Paul Richardson?
Paul Richardson.
Okay. Are they talking about trading him?
No, Jermaine Kearse.
The Browns are interested.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But that's a negative, right, on a rookie wide receiver. Let's just do a positive. Corey Davis, going to be ready for week one.
I don't believe it.
Look, even if Corey Davis does nothing in the first month, I still believe this guy is going to be the second half guy that's going to help you win championships.
I think so,
I
look for Corey Davis. I'll play the long game with Corey Davis. But they've been saying all along that he was going to be ready week one.
Well, so are the Colts. So,
but I buy this with a little bit more because they've been more optimistic. Yeah. He's not out there, but they have been optimistic. It's just the fact is he needs to be at practice on Monday. That's what's important for him.
Well,
he's practicing right now. I don't think he's practicing.
I thought he's back practicing. Yeah, he is practicing.
He is practicing.
I think
we asked
that earlier in the week. He's practicing.
I think you're right. Yeah, because him and Decker
came back together. Exactly. Yeah.
So they're practicing, but Davis is going to have to. It's nothing like the speed of a game. So he'll have limited snaps, maybe the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. But by week four, he's going to be a guy that you're going to want.
Here's the thing with Corey Davis.
If somebody cuts him. In the beginning of the season,
get on that.
An inexperienced player cuts him, make sure you jump in there and pick him up.
And maybe this is too optimistic, Corey, but same injuries Odell had a couple of years ago, same around time period.
Yeah.
And, you know, first round pick that had, what? It was the fifth overall pick, this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy should be amazing. And to get him where he's going, like the 10th round, who really should be the number one wide receiver on his team, ultimately, whether it's this year or next year. Play the long game with Corey Davis. And that's why, I really do like Rishard Matthews a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I drafted Corey Davis over Rishard Matthews because I played that long game.
Yeah, Jake compares him to
Terrell Owens.
Really? Well, that's good. That's good. Hey, Scott, you were talking during the break or earlier on today that the Jets and their stupidity almost got their starting quarterback killed again.
Yeah, the Jets rolled out the entire first team offense last night for the preseason game against the Eagles.
And
Josh McCown on the second drive took a big shot in the ribs, and he had to go to the sideline. Ultimately, he came back out, but he nearly got killed. Bilal Powell was running like it was like week 15, last night. You know, but I guess they figured he needed to get McCown to work or justify selling some preseason tickets.
You know what's funny? Do you know why they needed to get McCown to work? Because they refused to play him for the last two games.
But you know what, though? Austin Seferian Jenkins made a beautiful catch in the end zone last night.
There's a great headline on Roto World. Jets try to get McCown hurt. Nearly succeed.
I saw that last night, and I was dying.
Roto World also reported that the baseball, that the Brewers should play Scooter Jeanette regularly down the stretch.
They don't have Scooter Jeanette.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, that was, I'm sure it was a typo.
He's on the Reds.
I'm sure it was a typo, Scott. Yeah. I've never criticized Roto World like that. You know, I don't criticize our friends.
I wonder who slammed and slugged and launched a home run last night.
All right. You know, this clubbed. Is, this isn't necessary. So... What it? Now you're dying from this. So the I lost my train of thought. Oh, the Jets with Josh McCown. It's crazy. It's actually crazy to me that they play Josh McCown. He gets hurt. You know what Todd Bowles says? I'm out on Todd Bowles, by the way. It's football. Gotta play hurt. Like, whatever. Stop. Well, you know what? You just put your starting quarterback in harm's way for nothing. For absolutely nothing, you idiot. You're gonna be fired by the end of this season, you idiot.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad. I thought Todd Bowles was going to be a good head coach.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who should be a coordinator, correct. Right?
Yeah, I think that's...
He was a damn good coordinator in Arizona.
No, he was.
And they really mixed up their looks very well.
He was a good defensive coordinator in Philly, too.
It's tough, too, because the Jets front office has not been good, neither. If we're being serious, you look at the picks they've made the past few years.
Yes.
A long time it hasn't been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Itzik years were a disaster. Like, a beyond a disaster. Tannenbaum was good for a while.
He finished weak, though.
He finished weak, absolutely.
Yeah. They've had, like, a Knicks
I never knew why they hired Itzik either.
It was disaster. Oh, it was stupid. They were very... Because you know what? You know what it is? It looks like these colleges with a coach, they use Korn Ferry, this recruiting firm, to go find general managers instead of like actually just letting their football
people
do their
job.
It's
a salary cap manager.
Well, that's what he got hired for. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing was, that's what Tannenbaum was, right? Tannenbaum was the salary cap guy. And then he went from him to Itzik, so the scouting didn't improve at all. And Itzik had no idea what he was doing. He was way over his head.
That's the
one... Let me throw this out to the table. And I just want to get your answers. More of a laughing stock, the Jets or the Knicks?
Yeah, I mean...
The Mets.
Oh. The Mets have been to a World Series recently, so you're wrong.
Speaking about the Jets...
They lost to the Royals.
Matt Forte...
You just found that out?
Matt Forte, he's going to get cut.
He should have gotten cut before.
Months ago.
When they cut Eric Decker, they should have cut Matt Forte.
Correct.
It makes absolutely no sense. Maybe they were trying to get some... A draft pick or something. I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know. Look, I want to draft Bilal Powell. I just really don't want to own any Jets. That's the same thing.
Yeah, so I feel the same way. So Bilal Powell is my draft the other night.
He looked good last night.
He looks good every time he plays.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's going to be the starter again.
Well, he's a talented running back.
Frank Stample's a Jet fan, though, and he made a good point that he worries about his durability, though.
Powell's?
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of found myself during my drafts, guys, staying away from Jets, staying away from Colts, staying away from Ravens.
You know what, though? It's
bad
like
situations.
At some point, like in the late rounds, it makes sense to go with Robbie Anderson in a 20-round draft.
Yes.
Took a Darius Stewart in round 24. And Seferian Jenkins is going to get the football when he comes back from the suspension.
Yes.
It's a bad team, but there are some late relevant players.
There's prices I will pay for all these guys. But I'm saying, like, if I have this choice in, like, the top 10 rounds is what I'm saying to you, like, between Colts and Ravens and Jets, I kind of just look the other direction because I just don't want to be involved in this situation. I really don't. With Luck, whenever he's coming back, with Flacco, whenever he's coming back, and the Jets just suck. So I just don't want to be involved
here. Yeah, they might cut
here.
Forte, and I read a report, you know, that, like, they might ship Sheldon Richardson away.
I've been trying to do that for years.
But I mean, with Luck, he's getting pushed down so far now that I think it's worth taking him. I mean, when you're getting that good of a deal on him,
I don't mean Luck in particular. I mean like Hilton and Moncrief. Like Hilton's still going around the second round. Like I'm going to go in a different direction.
Well, you're right about that. That's the thing. We never got the discount on Hilton. I mean, Corey has been saying that. You know, let him fall and scoop him up, but he really hasn't fallen.
Hey, Matt, tonight when we come back in the second round, T.Y. Hilton's going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
I don't think I'm going to do it either.
Of course you're not going to. Some of you're not going to do it because there's going to be other wide receivers better.
But the wide receivers are going to be gone. I said that the other night when I did my primetime. They're not going to make it back to me at 21. Mm-hmm. Amari Cooper went like 14th.
Baldwin.
Dez went right behind him. Then Baldwin went. I mean, I would have loved for Doug Baldwin.
And Cooks goes too.
So Cooks is borderline first.
So that pack of four, it's all going much earlier.
I got three people say to me yesterday that they were drafting at like the end of the second round, saying, you know, the way I'm looking at it, I'm thinking Cooks is going to fall to me. I said, you don't predict what's going to happen ahead of you. Cooks is going much earlier than that in a lot of drafts.
Yeah. Cooks has really obviously risen up draft boards. As of that total crew of Cooper, Baldwin, Cooks, and Dez, that crew has all risen up draft boards in recent weeks. We continue talking here. Roto Experts in the Morning. We continue on right after this.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
All right, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. You mentioned before, Corey, I wanted to bring it back up. DeAndre Hopkins has a $50 million guaranteed extension, $81 million total. And it's a big time extension for DeAndre Hopkins. It's a big reward to me that Bob McNair has given amazing legs. Thanks for dealing with all this BS that we've given you for years.
Yeah, more or less it's like, listen, we don't have you a quarterback, but we'll give you a lot of money. How about that?
I accept.
DeAndre Hopkins gladly accepts. I don't know how you have him, people have him ranked. I think his rankings have kind of been all over the place, how people value him. A lot of people like him, scared of the quarterback situation, you know what I mean? So you look at last year as probably his absolute floor, and that was pretty terrible. But Matt Madick always brings up that second half, that first half of 2015, probably not going to see that kind of production ever again under DeAndre Hopkins. So I like DeAndre Hopkins as a football player, pound for pound, one of the best players in the league. But as a fantasy asset, a wide receiver two on my team.
Yeah, I like him as a wide receiver too.
Sure.
The quarterback situation got as bad as it could be, but we've seen guys like even Hoyer and Whedon get the ball to him. It's not that difficult to do, and I still think Deshaun Watson's going to start at some point this year, and that's going to help him. But even Tom Savage should know the offense enough to get him the football. So I think there's a lot to like as a wide receiver too. Internally, you know, ESPN was saying that. The owners were saying that, you know, it's not just about who he is on the field. It's like who he is in the locker room and the kind of guy that he is. You know, they want him to be the face of this franchise for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, being good in the locker room is great and all, but if you can't, you got to be.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The thing here is, his last two seasons, he hasn't been a number one that many times. Like, he's been less than 50%. So I still like him. He's fallen, so I want to see how far he falls. And in the third round, I'll take him. In the second round, it depends. I'm hoping one of those other receivers would fall to me.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I know. I remember, was it a couple nights ago, you were begging for Hopkins to fall, right?
He fell over the weekend. I think I got him at 310 or 309.
Okay, so that's what it was. Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, at that point, I got no problem. And I would have in the primetime with Vlad, we could have taken D-Hop. If it was me solo, I probably wouldn't want that route.
Right.
And we took Carlos Hyde instead.
Have you ever had like a vehement disagreement with like Vlad?
The only one we really
like
disagreed with was on LeGarrette Blount in the 11th round the other night.
And they get heated?
No. It didn't get heated, but I submitted to it. I was like, okay, do it. But I did not like that pick at all. And he might get cut on Saturday.
There'll be surprise cuts tomorrow. No doubt about that. Hey, let's go to phone lines. 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Mark in New Jersey, you are up here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. You guys, the other day you were talking about all the Tennessee wide receivers kind of going in the same spot. This morning you were talking a little bit about Corey Davis. I like Marcus Mariota this year. I like the fit that he's got. I got him as my quarterback. I also picked up Eric Decker. Where do you see Eric Decker's skill set being most utilized in Tennessee? Are they going to use the game? Teams with a weak linebacker core over the middle, you know, what do you think that utilizes himself to kind of strategize which week to play him? Because he's kind of that wide receiver-ish tier for me.
You know, I think for me, Eric Decker's value hasn't changed all that much from Tennessee to the Jets, right? Like, he's a guy that is always specialized in the red zone.
Red zone, wide
receiver three. He's going to specialize in the red zone.
Wide receiver three, flex, red zone option that, you know.
You know, it's funny you say that, wide receiver three. He's a wide receiver four.
Yeah, for me, he is,
too. Wide receiver three, flex.
He is, too. I just, with Decker, you know, I know what he is when he's healthy, but he's been covering some major injuries, and, you know, he's going to a new team there. So I kind of want to see what Decker does first. Before I consider starting him, I'm okay with drafting him as a wide receiver four, but, you know, I'm concerned about, you know, recovering from those injuries, you know, how exactly he's going to look.
Yeah, I'd have him as a high-end wide receiver four.
Yeah, and I think that's reasonable. I have him ranked, just for the record, as a number 41 wide receiver. So that's a high-end, give or take, wide receiver four. By the way, you want my rankings? Email me. That's all I got.
What's your email address?
You want Scott's rankings, you can go inside the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, which is available now from rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code SUSMANIA when you check out.
Yeah, I got them in tiers now, and you could also get the Executive Edge Package. Enter chips at checkout, and he'll have them
Corey
updated.
Corey likes potato chips.
And also now we have the Platinum Exclusive Edge Package. You can get hire myself and Jake as your personal VIP fantasy advisors and even learn how to write and be published on Roto Experts.
There you go. Yeah. A lot of fantastic stuff available right now with the Exclusive Edge, the premium package, and, of course, the Executive Edge featuring Corey, the fantasy executive Parson. Hey, the hope is that Tyrod Taylor, Matt, will be ready to go in week one. My question is, fine, let's assume he is. Who is he going to throw to? Like, and I ask you this because I was a Hunter Henry owner. I didn't get Austin Hooper, and I really wanted to pair them up. It didn't work out. And given that, my waivers ran last night. And I think Evan Engram, because I said on the show yesterday, I kind of like him. Put him as a backup to Hunter Henry. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get something, maybe I won't. But another name that was out there was Charles Clay. And I know Corey's talked a little bit about Charles Clay. Is that the guy he's going to throw to?
That's the guy he's most familiar with if Taylor is ready for week one. And I like Clay, but the problem is Charles Clay's knees are shot. Yeah. I mean, they really are. And I don't know how much he's going to be on the field. I know they're going to take it easy with him. He's not going to practice as much and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if I'm taking a gamble as a tight end two, okay, I'm fine with Charles Clay there. If Jordan Matthews gets on the field week one, I think he's going to be heavily targeted, especially if he's playing the slot. I do want to see how Zay Jones is on the outside. That I'm curious. That's one of the things I'll be watching as a Bills fan.
Yeah, I'm very interested in Zay Jones as well. It's interesting because the hype has gone up, no doubt, about Zay Jones, Anquan Boldin's retirement, and the Sammy Watkins trade. And ultimately, Jordan Matthews gets hurt. So literally, Zay Jones is the last man standing. So there's been a lot of hype around him. But Scott, I still feel like, well, obviously we don't know what to expect. I mean, maybe he's the next Randy Moss. I have no idea. But I still feel like there's a lot of question marks. Like, I don't think people are overly excited about Zay Jones. I'm wondering, maybe they should be.
Maybe they should be, but Zay Jones has done most of his preseason work with Nathan Peterman.
It's true.
He hasn't done a lot at all with Tyrod Taylor. That said, you know, he's noted as a very polished guy for a rookie who runs good routes and has good hands, and I think Tyrod Taylor could certainly benefit from having something dependable like that.
Corey, where are you drafting Zay Jones? Are you drafting Zay Jones?
I don't have a problem with Zay Jones. I think he'd be the number one wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills this year. So I'm putting him on teams in that 9-10 round range. I would say, yeah, probably the first rookie wide receiver to go off the board is Zay Jones.
Before Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll take Corey Davis.
I'll take Corey Davis, but it's close with me with Cooper Kupp.
Same round. I would say both of them are 9th-round draft picks.
So you told me 2 days ago, don't draft Corey Davis for the 10th. So I wasn't allowed
to. Are you taking Kupp, Corey?
Cooper Kupp. I'll take Cooper Kupp in that same range, 10, 11.
All right. In my draft, so for the average player, of course, Corey Davis, as I said, went in the 10th round. Cooper Kupp went in the 13th round.
Yeah, a lot of nice mainstream value. Players are not, you know, paying attention to Cooper Kupp.
Zay Jones actually did go in the 9th round.
As the first rookie wide receiver?
As the first rookie wide receiver, the last pick of the 9th round, 3 picks before I took
If you
Corey
are
Davis.
In a mainstream draft, your last round, you grab Cooper Kupp, you'll be happy you did. Question for you about the GST League. You guys got Zay Jones. What was the internal talk on like that? Was Florio pumping that? How did you feel about it?
Well, it's funny. It was interesting, Scott.
You got in like the 11th round or so, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
We made the Zay Jones pick before Anquan Boldin retired, before Jordan Matthews got hurt.
Yeah.
So we made that pick because we just needed some upside at wide receiver. We took a rookie that could be good. That was it. Are you playing with Ted Finn Jr.?
Yeah, me and Ted Finn playing this morning.
That's interesting.
Is this bothering you?
He's easily distracted. So.
I'm easily distracted. I'm not the one playing with the fish.
I didn't say he wasn't either.
I'm just trying to talk to everybody. I want everyone, you know, total focus. That's all.
No, I got your back. Listen to everything saying that coming out your mouth.
Do you know what's funny? As we move on here. So Carlos Hyde was this BS. He's going to get cut. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You know who's going to get cut?
Tim Hightower. Gosh darn it.
Josh Matthews of Impact Wrestling is very high on Carlos Hyde.
As he should be.
Yeah.
As he should be. Josh Matthews was in studio yesterday. We did a live YouTube Foul Territory with Josh Matthews yesterday. It was fantastic.
I got Carlos Hyde as my 16th running back.
He's got him as his 5th.
I have Carlos Hyde.
Josh Matthews got him as his 5th.
Yeah.
I have Carlos Hyde as my 17th ranked running back. One spot below 16. Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller.
What?
I can't let you do that.
Why do these wrestlers have these crazy rankings? He got Carlos Hyde as his 5th running back.
Yeah.
This is really.
I mean, I would not tell me that yesterday. I'll say this. I will not be shocked if Carlos Hyde finishes as
top 10.
RB1.
Oh, yeah.
Even top 10.
I expect him to because he's the best.
Do, do, do. Like Eric Young to get on that one day. Do, do, do.
Oh, he loves do, it. Do, do, do. He loves it.
But he won't sing. I want to hear him go. Do,
he'll
do,
do it.
Do,
he'll do, do it. Do, do, do. You just want to do the impression again.
Yeah.
I got you. We talked about how better coach Todd Bowles is and Chuck Pagano. Jim Caldwell's also going to get fired, by the way.
I don't think Jim Caldwell should ever been hired.
I totally agree with you.
More than likely, he's going
Watch
to
Watch
who
you
up.
Say that about. Don't say that about Terry Collins.
No, you want to do that? He's ready.
Yeah.
He just needs his impressions.
What?
You need the impressions.
Goddamn right, I do.
Yeah. And the last piece of information that I have from yesterday, Scott actually mentioned earlier on in the show, Jermaine Kearse very much on the block. The Browns are said to be interested.
Yeah, it's you know they're moving Lockett and Richardson, and Kason Williams had a really good preseason, and they drafted Darboe. You know, Kearse has been a postseason hero for them, but I think they're ready to move on. They said they're actually to make cut him if they don't trade him to free up money to trade for Sheldon Richardson.
We'll find out. Hey, more on the way. It's Roto Rackers in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Sorry, Mama.
You know, Eminem doesn't actually play this song anymore at shows.
Why, is he getting along with his mother now or something?
He felt bad about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're getting along. I think they're still estranged, but he's felt bad about it since.
Yeah.
He wrote about that on his previous album, Marshall Mathers LP 2.
I think there's going to be a new Headlights version, a cover from Corey Parson. I'm sorry, Miller. I didn't mean to draft you.
Well, that's if he drafts him. He probably won't draft him, though. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. And Corey stepped out, that's why we're talking about him.
You would do it if you're here anyway.
So I was talking to somebody yesterday. After hearing Corey's kind of rants for during the Roto Experts during the Frenzy about Chris Hogan, he's convinced Corey will draft Chris Hogan tonight.
Who said that?
Somebody. Doesn't matter who.
I think Cardano said that on Twitter, too.
Did he?
Yeah. He probably stole it from your person.
Yeah. He thought he was going to draft Chris Hogan tonight.
Yeah. Look, we talked about it on Target last night.
Every show talked about it yesterday. Yeah.
Jake just kept pounding it. We went through a bunch of names. I don't see how I take him in the sixth round. I just don't see. That's where he went Thursday night. If he falls later on, I do see some upside there. I just think the guy I want, if he's still in the ninth round, is James White. Why doesn't James White get any kind of a bump for this?
I drafted James White the other night. I'm with you.
I think 60 catches is probably his floor. I think 70 is possibly doable. This is for a running back. Like, we go crazy for Lev Bell, who got 75 last year, Johnson, who got 80. Losing Edelman is creating. Look, James White has that role. It's at least his. Unless he falters early, he could really thrive this season, in my opinion.
You know, we talk about narratives in fantasy sports and how people get attached to narratives. You know, in baseball, it's different. You talk about the numbers. In football, I think it's more about what drives the numbers and scheme. And I think people attach to the narrative that, A, with the Patriots, and B, especially with their running backs, that you don't know from a week-to-week basis who's going to be getting the ball. And I think people are fearful of that with a guy like James White.
Yeah.
There won't be the consistency.
I get it. I get all of that, obviously.
But you know what? He's in that CJ Procise kind of range.
Yeah.
And you can't trust Procise either because a lot of these pass-catching running backs, it's hard to trust them. Woodhead gets hurt. Riddick gets hurt. You know, these guys can all help you in any given week, but for one reason or another, none of them are dependable.
Yeah, but James White, I got to put him ahead. He's been on the field. He's been able to do it. He's coming off of a great Super Bowl game. Like Procise, I wanted him in the 12th round, and he was a guy that was going earlier in the 9th round, like about a month ago or so, a couple of weeks ago. I think he's a tremendous talent. I'm not disagreeing with that, but White is on one of the best offenses, and he has that defined role. I don't think Lewis was great, but I think that role.
Injuries have caught up to Deion Lewis.
There's a flip side of that. Like, people will say he had a great Super Bowl, but then like in week four or week five of the regular season, he disappears. And I'm not saying he won't. I'm not saying he won't do what you're saying he'll do. But what do you say to the people like, okay, he had a great Super Bowl, but this is a new season, and you can't trust the Patriots week to week?
But no, he had. How many catches did he have last year? I mean, look at the season he had last year. So I'm not just basing it on the Super Bowl, but I think Brady has tremendous. He has tremendous trust in him. And look, you're going to have your running backs that aren't pass catching backs. That say is your running back too. That's going to have a crap week as well. So everybody's like, oh, these. Look, I had Theo Riddick last year as my running back too. The guy pretty much produces double digit points every week. He's in the lineup.
And how many pass-catching running backs really do that? So I'm going to give
you a... I'm not saying you... But
yeah, I'm just saying with my overall original point, like, that's why I like Riddick, but I'm going to give you a tough question now. Okay. And this is going to be tough for you, because these are two guys you really like. James White or Danny Woodhead?
Well, I mean, Danny Woodhead, you got to pay a higher percentage. What's going on in Baltimore is really getting ugly. That team is ravaged. I mean, the Ravens really have been ravaged.
Good word to describe it.
I mean... I would rather have Woodhead. If I could get White three rounds later, and I know I could say I know I'm going to get him, that would be, I would take the James White route then.
Now, in a mainstream league, not a Matt Modica NFFC type of joint, you could get White late.
So you say, hold on, you say that, and I'm not in a Matt Modica type of joint. I'm, you know. I'm in that mainstream league that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And James White. So I
saw him go to 13th round of a mainstream draft the other day.
So I was facing a similar question, Scotty, that you proposed, right, with Danny Woodhead and whatnot, and Theo Riddick and James White and CJ Procise, and I kind of have them, you know, not grouped unsimilarly. Danny Woodhead went. I took Theo Riddick in the 7th before Danny Woodhead. I told you guys this. I took Theo Riddick instead of Danny Woodhead. Because I, as I said early in the program, I don't want to deal with the Ravens. Ravage is the perfect word, right? I don't want to deal with it. So I took Riddick over Woodhead. My personal preference. I took James White in the 9th. Not the 13th. He went in the 9th in this.
Right.
And I took White in the 9th. Procise went in the 11th. So while you do still have to pay for Woodhead two rounds earlier than James White, I like White in the 9th. And I think what people are forgetting, we talked a lot on this show, and most people have, Mike Gillisley signs his big contract. He's going to be the big back in New England, right? Rex Burkhead signs his free agent contract. He could be the big back, potentially, in New England. James White also signed a new contract in New England just this past April. So before Gillisley signs as a restricted free agent, around the same time Burkhead signs in New England, New England made it a priority to make sure they extended James White for the next 3 years. And as we know with Belichick, there is zero loyalty there. If you are not performing, they're not going to pay you. They don't need you. We watched them let Stephen Ridley, after a nice season, walk out the door. LeGarrette Blount led the NFL in touchdowns last year with 18. They let him walk out the door. It has nothing to do with how good James White was in the Super Bowl was the reason they extended him. They believe this guy could be a real asset for them. And if Belichick is paying him and extending him, and we know the role that he is, and I get it, Deion Lewis still exists there, but I have to believe that James White has usurped this role from Deion Lewis. And I'm going to be honest with you, I would not be surprised to see Deion Lewis cut tomorrow, because you know they're going to keep Brandon Bolden because of his special teams prowess. Right. You know they're going to keep Gillisley. You know they're going to keep Burkhead. You know they're going to keep White. I don't know if there's a place for Deion Lewis. And if he gets cut tomorrow, James White becomes an excellent
value pick.
Hold
on one second. This is what I want to put out there. Last season, there were three running backs to catch at least 60 receptions and total over 500 yards. David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, James White. That's a pretty nice group to
Now you look at the totals. But
Deion Lewis was hurt for a while the last year.
Look at the totals, and you make all the points you made from an NFL perspective, what they're committed to them. But from a fantasy perspective, though, you say there's no loyalty. If Belichick or Brady or whoever on the staff sees something that they're going to exploit in any given week,
yes.
Now there's also the factor of, okay, White's going to play an important role for us NFL-wise, but, from an offensive perspective, we might see something where we might be throwing the ball to Burkhead instead of White in that given week.
There's
no loyalty from week to week.
Scott, I've never disagreed with that. I've never disagreed with that. I'm not saying you can rely on James White as an RB2. I'm not saying that. But you don't have to draft him as an RB2, right? You're drafting him as an RB3 or 4.
Fine. Yeah, at least. So he's, sometimes
I,
5.
I wouldn't say at least. He's my personal RB4 on the team that I have. And I have him as RB4. I'm good with that. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Let me ask you a question. Ezekiel Elliott, say, suspended for the first week of the year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You comfortable starting James White in his place?
Who's my RB? Well, I told you I was my RB4, so who's my RB3? Right?
Somebody else you can put in the
If I had to put James White in there, I'd put him in.
I don't want to do that. If I had to, I could.
Right.
If I had to make him a flex.
So let's go back to the phone.
The flex option.
At 844-843-6879. Talk to Kenny in Philly. Good morning, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Kenny, how you doing, boy?
What's going on there? I want to talk about Adrian Peterson.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, but I was on roll for over an hour yesterday, too, man. I got one of the pickles off. But that ain't the reason why I called. Yesterday morning, early, y'all, Dave was
Kenny, you need
Kenny,
to
close
over.
Your window.
Kenny,
where
are you in Green Bay, doing, Kenny?
Pull over, close the window, Kenny, or call.
You've been doing this long enough, Kenny.
Kenny's holding down the highway, windows open.
What was that? All right, we're gonna pause on Kenny. Hopefully, he closes his window. Joel with Buffalo, you're up next on the Road to Experts. What's up, Joel?
Buffalo.
How's it going, guys?
What's up,
Joel? I'm good, guys. Quick question. I got a trade offer. So I came out of the draft with my running backs: Howard, Kelly, Doug Martin, and McFadden. Obviously, I had every intentions on using McFadden until Martin came back. I'm really deep at receiver. I was offered Montgomery. I would have to give up Stephon Diggs.
Oh, no. I'm not giving up Stephon Diggs to bring back Ty Montgomery. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I do like Montgomery, but I'm not giving up Diggs.
I like Montgomery too. I don't have any shares, Monk. Do you have any shares, Montgomery?
I think one or two.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
get any. Is he gonna be someone you're gonna get this weekend?
I will not commit to any answers until Monday.
It's too close. I was going to be like quiet about this. Now that he brought it up, like, I'm going to do it. I noticed Modigo was being extra shady today. Extra like reserved in certain answers, not like revealing too much information. He's always someone that's been very forthright and forthcoming with who he likes, like Danny Woodhead for a very long time, Kareem Hunt for a very long time. But today in particular, he's not
too
really
many shots.
By the way,
all the answers that
we heard around the table, I would not do Montgomery for Diggs, shows you that you can get more for Diggs than Montgomery if you're eyeing a running back trade.
That's a good point. Hey, maybe Kenny will call back. We can take a break. We'll come back. More Roto-X in the morning. Coming your way.
Turn it up, Dawn Burns.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. You know, we've been off the mothership here for so long that I forgot.
Roto Experts?
Yes.
Roto Experts is the mothership.
Whatever. We've been off the other platform for so long.
Yeah.
That I forgot that you drink Diet Coke at 6 o'clock in the morning. So when I saw you walk in here this morning, I was like, oh my God, Scotty, what's happening?
Well, maybe you said that because I haven't done that in so long.
You haven't?
Yeah.
I just
had a craving this morning.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's been so long. And you walk in here at 6:30. I was be like,
I just had a craving this morning.
I got like this vitamin C. Corey's got water. Matt's got his coffee. You drink some Diet Coke.
I usually drink water.
I know you do.
That's my first Diet Coke in like a month.
Yeah, I know you do. I was very surprised when you walked in here this morning with that.
It was so hard to swear off soda when I found out I was diabetic.
Did you totally swear off of it?
I don't drink regular soda anymore at all.
Just diet.
Once in a while, I would say twice a month, maybe I drink diet soda. Like I don't drink alcohol. So if we're out at a party, instead of like getting an alcoholic drink, I'll get a Diet Coke.
That'll be your celebration.
Yeah.
You won't even get a Coke.
No, too much sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's your party.
So I'll have a Diet Coke.
Sure.
Yeah. I have a Diet Coke and two chocolate chip cookies.
We need to make that. Hey, Dal Burns, cut that up. When Greg says, but it's a party, and Scott goes, so I'll have a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Corey thinks it's funny that I'm diabetic.
Scott, I know plenty of people with diabetes, Scott.
Yeah, you think it's funny, huh?
Like that have lost limbs because of it, that have gone blind because of it, so I'm not laughing at it.
Do you put some rum in that Diet Coke at least?
What?
Put some rum in there?
No, I don't drink.
I know.
Don't you like McDonald's and Burger King and all that stuff.
That was the funniest Pat Mayo story of all time. It's like we were back in Jersey and like Pat Mayo's still alive, chain smoking, and like I come back from McDonald's. He's like, McDonald's, Scott, that stuff will kill you.
It's more of a Nordic accent, I think.
Yeah. he used to say, why do you make me sound like I'm a Scandinavian?
Hey, Kenny's back. What's up, Kenny?
Kenny, you got your act together yet?
Yeah, I'm good.
There you go.
Hello?
Kenny!
At this point, Kenny, you know what you're doing. How can we help you, Kenny?
Kenny, they've really made wonderful advances in cell phone technology.
Hey, Dave, you said yesterday that Carlos Hyde, that you were okay with Carlos Hyde as the number one.
What?
Carlos Hyde as a what?
As a number one.
As a number one.
I he was the second running back we took late in the third round. I do believe he can finish the season as a number one. I do confidently feel that way.
I like that he just calls you Dave and you answer.
Yeah. Well, because if I'm wrong, it was Dave. It wasn't Matt.
You know where you can't be wrong? MyBookie.ag. You know, It's amazing because when you're right, you can win a significant amount of money betting at mybookie.ag. MyBookie's been in the business for years, and the rep, it's great. 100% cash bonus right off the bat. You're making money, and you're not doing anything. All you got to do is enter the promo code ROTOEXPERTS in, and you make the cash. That's what we tell people. Go to mybookie.ag. And the coolest thing is, it's the fastest payouts in really across the internet. Two business days. You put your money in, get it back 2 days later. We'd only recommend it to you if we trust it, and we do. You win, they pay. It's fantastic. In-game live betting makes it rewarding because even if you lose a first quarter bet, you can get right back there in the second quarter and make that money back. And the mobile site is fantastic. Make sure you get into it. Join now at mybookie.ag, and they will match your deposit up to 100% bonus. Use that promo code ROTOEXPERTS to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
I'm for sure. I think Florida State going to cover.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Florida State covers that 7. What do you think, Matt?
Matt shaking his head.
Don't ever bet against Black, and don't ever bet against Bama in the open.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think Bama.
7? Florida State ranked 3rd or something like that? This is 2 top 5 teams at least.
Man, Florida State
don't
have
to college football too. Today, tomorrow.
I don't like betting against Nick Saban.
I just don't like doing that.
Don Burns.
I respect it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be live on the television for the Fantasy Sports Network. Roto Experts, hour number 3, next.